irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. Today, in studio, in London, we have our guest. I'm very excited to know you. I met you first time today. We had like 2 hours conversation already, so I feel like I know you very, very well. But that's my goal, that people in America, in Poland, in England, will know so much about you that they will feel like you are the friend. So, today in the studio, we have with us George Byczynski, editor of the British Poles Portal and founder of the British Polish Law Association. That sounds so cool, so big. So, you tell us, what brought you to the UK?
Hello, thank you for having me. I came to the UK because especially London was my target, and I've always thought I have a great time with my family, but I want to take the next step in my life. And I had a very short visit to London before that with my grandmother, just for a few days, and I fell in love, and it became my dream to study in London. So that was my decision. People told me I should study some other cities, some other countries. No, I put my finger on the map. I said London will be my destination. And so I did.
Hi, that was 10 years ago?
Yes, just over 10 years ago.
But you didn't came here to just enjoyed London. You were studying, and you were studying a very, very good school, and you are a lawyer.
I studied international politics, and I studied English law, international law. It all helped me with what I'm doing today now in life. I actually thought I would come back to Poland after studying in England, but there were just too many opportunities, too many people, and I thought I want to stay for a bit longer. So here I am, still in London. Maybe I'll go to Poland one day, but it's not today.
So for right now, that's your country of choice. And I know you are visiting Poland all the time. You know, this is your another second country, and it's great to have more than less. So, yes, we are both right now living in London, and my daughter Natasha, people know, I have this wonderful daughter too, who just also took us for 3 days a few years ago to London, fell in love with this town, and she said, Mommy, that's where I want to live and work, and all of this happened. So, good for you, I can say it. So tell us, why is the UK such a popular place for the Polish community?
So I came here as a student, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Polish students around the UK. So pretty much at every university, you have a Polish society, and then every year there is a special congress of the Federation of Polish Student Societies. It's a huge event done in Oxford or at some other universities, and it's incredible of how much Polish talent is brought up here. But I came here as a student, but there is a million Poles here already, and most of them are not students. They're very hard-working people who came here to seek a better life. And there's a couple of reasons why I think Britain and London is, well, not necessarily just London, but Britain is that destination. First of all, the language. So in Poland, we're brought up in a way that English is almost our second language. It's very popular in Poland. The UK was the one of the first countries that opened the doors to the Polish immigration after the EU accession. Some countries opened the doors a bit later. Yeah. But UK was one of the first. And I think nobody regrets anything, because this country is now being built with Polish hands. We are everywhere. Law firms, Starbucks, bus drivers, accountants. You go to any hospital and the nurses and doctors can be Polish. You just see their ski at the end of the name and you know it's a Polish person. So it's very popular. Still, even now with Brexit happening, Polish people want to come to the UK because it's easy to find a job that pays well. Yeah. I know people who are very well educated. They come to the UK and sometimes they start working in a bar, in a restaurant, because they know in a few years they may come back to the job that they're actually doing. But that simple job, as I may say, I know it's sometimes very hard, but the simple jobs sometimes pay you more than you would get for doing the more proper job that you're educated to do in Poland, which just shows you how crazy the world is. I know people who have law degrees and who have medicine degrees, and they came to the UK and they worked in a very different jobs, and it took them a few years to do what they were trained to do. So the UK is a land of opportunities. The unemployment is very low here. Whenever I walk around the streets, I see just, you know, searching for employees. It's very popular. It's a very strong economy.
And it's a wonderful town, obviously, multicultural. So I am very, very excited to really see how this works here. So being on one street and every restaurant, every cafe is like, you have Costa, you have Nero, you have Starbucks, you have like one after another, three different cafe places, and you have then a restaurant from this country, and everyone has people sitting, enjoying, and mixture of faces and colorful faces. You know, it's like everybody enjoys to live together. So I am so happy to see how really London, probably all UK, embraces people. I really believe this country can teach a lot how to include people, not exclude. So even with Brexit, I know that, like you said, I never thought that this will happen. I really thought that in the end they will stop Brexit and I will say no. But it's happening, so we need to do the best that we can. And you are staying here. We'll see how my life will go here. Right now, I'm leaving two continents and I'm enjoying this very, very much. But you are here to educate us a little bit more. So tell us, because that's very cool what you did, tell us more about your bilingual portal, British Poles. This is like number one, I think, and the first one, yes? In two languages?
I think we may be the only one. I'm not very aware. I know that some other portals maybe use Google Translate or something. We have our own translators. We are probably, well, actually, we are the largest portal for the Polish community in the UK in the social media. The reaches that we have on a weekly basis, we reach about 1 million or 2 million
wow.
people.
Wow.
We don't know how it happened. We created the social media just for fun, just to educate people. 4 years ago, the British Poles Facebook was created. And then a few months ago, we thought we'll turn it into a business that supports the community, that serves the community. And today, British Poles is very popular. We have hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. We cooperate with many British-Polish businesses. We do interviews. It's a real machine that has been created with the help of some very ambitious people. So we are not just a portal. We want to be part of the community, part of the debate. So very often, if we think that something ought to be done, we will take that step. We will help people more than others. We, for example, co-organize the Polish Independence Day that's done together with the British Remembrance Sunday. So in the past, except for a couple of events, these were just very separate events. Separate, the Brits would celebrate their independence, Poles would celebrate our independence. But what we do is we put it together. We meet at the cemetery, Norwood Cemetery, where the Polish Second World War pilots are lying down in the graves next to the British pilots who fought together with them. We have some very important, distinguished people, some of whom are children of the pilots. For example, a son of Ferich, one of the most known Polish pilots, who hasn't had a chance to know his dad. He's only read about him and saw him in films, and he comes to visit. We have sometimes Polish ministers, representatives from the embassy, and together the two communities put up the candles, lay the wreaths, the flowers. So this is something that we do. We are a hub for the community. We're big on Twitter. Soon we will be on Instagram as well. We want to be innovative. We want to be unique. We don't want to be just another portal that follows the news. When you visit British Poles, you may not know that, I don't know, there was a fight in North London. We really don't focus on these flashy news. We want to bring up only the most important, most interesting things that the community is interested in. And we're not just welcoming Poles to read us. It's the English version of the portal serves people who do not speak Polish. We need to know, we need to remember this. In the Second World War and after, shortly after, there were over 200,000 Poles who came to the UK, mostly from for soldiers. And
so they don't speak.
Those who are still alive, you know, they can visit our portal, but they have children, grandchildren.
Yeah.
Many of them, they know they're Polish or quarter Polish or something, but they're not really part of the community. But they're fascinated by Polish culture. They ate pierogi and they want to taste it again. They visited Krakow, so they want to see a picture. They want to see an interview. Yeah. And
their memories, grandparents and parents' memories and stories. And now they can very easily to put these two countries together. Yeah, so you really are the bridge.
Absolutely. So we were very surprised because we thought our portal is for the Polish speaking mostly, and then a few people interested in Poland would check us out as well, which is not the case. I think now we have 50-50 in terms of percentage of who views us, which is a big surprise. But we found a niche. We found the forgotten community, the Poles, who do not speak Polish, or people who are interested in Poland. At the moment, there's not that many portals or media groups that would offer anything in English. So
Wow. We
approached that niche, and we've created a very successful project that we hope your listeners will also have a chance to follow.
Absolutely. So now we are on LA Talk Radio, and obviously the radio stations, internet radio station, very, very strong and big. So is listened and heard all around the world, and in America, of course, the most, but of course can be heard in London, everywhere. So we need to tell people how we can find again your portal. So very slowly, please tell us.
All right, well, you can just search for britishpoles.uk. That's the address of our portal. And you can also search for us on Facebook and on Twitter, British Poles.
Wonderful. And I know I was researching all the sites, and I saw you are posting great events, future events, past events, and sometimes you have your own articles that you are also writing, and I congratulate you on your last one from 2019. There was, I think, September or something, a Metro that UK, you wrote a wonderful article about that you will stay in Britain after Brexit and why that was your decision. So just everybody who just wants to learn more, please go to the portal and you will learn what's going on in London, how you are bringing Polish community and not only Polish community together, because you are right, interest what is Poland about right now as reaching out really millions of people. The same in America, you know, like Polish Film Festival LA, In the beginning, when you were coming on the red carpet, you had practically 90% or 98% Polish people coming. Right now, I will say 60% is Polish, wonderful people who come for to see the Polish movies, but like 40% are people from all around the world just coming because they're interested what the filmography will bring new, what type of new movies are coming from Poland, you know. So it's very, very interesting how world start to be focusing on what Poland and Polish people can add to our world. So congratulate on that. But what interesting me very much, and everybody knows that, but you wrote on your article that if you have two Polish, you have three Polish people, you have three opinions. So how you will be trying to not get into trouble when you try to describe certain situations or political or culture or something? And do you think your portal also will be one of those that people say, I hate, I like, I love, why, I hate, you know, because we don't want people really focus on the hate. We want people to love what we are bringing to this community, add something to it, but don't divide. And Polish people like to little bit, you know, stretch their arms here and there. So will you make a statement, or you will say, hey, write whatever you want, talk to whatever you want about, and we will try to answer or just communicate with you, or we just let it go, let them talk and not answer if they are not so nice
in the words? Yeah, to answer your question, which is a very good question, first of all, we are a positive portal and we may be slightly biased in this. So we will certainly focus more on the positive news. Of course, we don't want to hide things. If there is a scandal that a Polish person committed in the UK, we will write about it, but we will not make it the biggest news. Yeah. We won't focus every day on what a Pole, you know, did in a wrong way. We don't want to hide things, but we want to focus on the positives. There's so many incredible people who just do insanely positive things. I mean, the very recent example is a Polish man with some sort of a bat. People thought it's a narwhal tusk before, but that was another gentleman. But together they fought against the terrorists that killed people in central London. And I was a Polish hero who was not afraid, not scared, and who fought the attacker, the radical terrorist. So we want to focus on such positive stories. A week after that, there were two ladies in Scotland, Polish girls, who saved people from a car. The car was burning. They dragged them out. And we were one of the first news portals that informed the public about it. There's a few other things that occurred just in recent days. We want to focus on them. And when it comes to people's opinions, people will argue, and we can't change the world. We want to spread positivity, and people who enjoy that, they will accept it, pass it on.
I hope that we can little bit train people in a good way, like teach, like the tiny little children, please play in your sandbox, but you know, you can be friendly with everybody, and that's what we want, you know.
Sometimes we just allow various opinions and we put out these few opinions next to each other. For example, who would you vote for? I mean, that's you know, a horrible topic for especially for the Polish community. You know, everybody wants to jump and at each other and fight.
Yes.
But we allow these three comments, and then one of the questions that we sometimes ask to the people we interview is ask them, what would you cooperate on with a member of another party?
That's genius.
So the polls from Labour, Conservatives, Lib Dems or others could do something together. For example, support a monument to Polish pilots or to a Wojtek the Soldier Bear or, you know, to the cryptographers who broke the Enigma code. People from all the political parties could lobby their MPs, their councillors to come together and do that. And even though we differ, we can do something together.
I like it so much. Okay, now a little bit more serious also. What do you think is the status of Polonia in the UK right now?
It depends what you mean by status, but I would say that the status, the brand, the opinion of Poles is very positive. So generally, Poles have a strong brand of hardworking, ethical, with high work ethics, people who obey the law, who are of similar culture, similar religion, who do not do terrorist attacks. The crime levels are relatively low amongst the Polish community. Very often, generally, when you analyze statistics amongst immigration, the crime levels are a bit higher, and there is a number of psychological reasons for that. Very often it's single people who are stressed out because they have so much work, and sometimes they fail in their work, they want to commit a crime, which is generally a statistics. But when you compare the data, which I've done some time ago, the Poles really do not do anything. There is some minor data of, you know, a Pole here and there could steal something, get into a fight, and this is about it. That's just it. And then you look at rapes, murders, etc. Poles do not en masse commit those crimes, which I think tells a very good thing about our community and something that we should be proud of. And sort of going to the second understanding of what the status is, I think we do not have enough representatives, people mm-hmm. who would tell those things about how incredible the community is, how what achievements the community has reached. For example, I think we've set up over 50,000 businesses made by Poles in the UK. It's a very successful entrepreneurial community. But where will you hear about that, except on your radio?
Accent on LA Talk Radio, London edition. We will be talking about all of that more and more with you. Today we are talking with George Beczyński, editor of the British Poles portal and a founder of the British Polish Law Association. I will take maybe 3 minutes break for a little bit music time. I think we like to do that, and we'll come back with more questions. Thank you for right now. This song is sung by me, Ilona Wieczorek, Europa. Halo, to ja. Halo, it's me.
Halo, to ja. Tak się cieszę, że słyszę cię, choć wolałabym z tobą być. Wiem, nadejdzie ten dzień. Zdarzy się przecież nic, nie ujrzę cię u moich drzwi. To było przecież nie tak dawno, pamiętam twoje gesty, słowa i to pytanie, czy tu wrócisz, bo ścieżki śniegiem zasypane. Życzył mi wesołych świąt, choć tak jak ja pozostał sam. Już wybaczyłam tobie wszystko, wyciągam znów do ciebie dłonie. Chcę z tobą pójść na koniec świata, nie gniewam się za tamte słowa. Halo, to
Okay, so we were just talking, you were answering the question, what's the status of Polonia in the UK? So I want to go further, and thank you so much for giving me a few questions, because obvious the best way is for you to know what you want to give it to us in your answers. And I couldn't really imagine how your brain works right now. I have this great question, so thank you for this one. What influence does our community have in politics and the society? Do you mean like politics here in UK, or just between Poland and UK, and maybe in America?
Well, it's both. The issue is we do not have too many representatives and too many leaders outside of the Polish community. So within the Polish community, we have very successful groups, organizations, initiatives, projects. But very often what we are lacking is those members of the Polish community who would create bridges with the British community and be our representatives. So on BBC, when they're doing interviews about Poles in the UK, very often you will not have a Pole speaking there because they do not have a number to a Polish person. They don't know how to reach to a Polish person.
So even that's PR. We need to.
We really don't have a PR. It almost feels as if, you know, nobody's doing anything in terms of a grand project, because Poles are incredible when it comes to their own projects. For example, I know ladies in Birmingham or some other cities that just do fantastic things. They take care of graves, take care of veterans, or they do some very successful business projects. But they do not have enough PR. People just don't know about the successes and incredible initiatives that
Poles are
undertaking.
I think this is supposed to work also in two ways. I think also we are living in UK, and UK is supposed to be interested, you know, in the packets of people who are living here. So if 1 million Poles live here and they are doing so well and for themselves and giving so much money to this country, so also I think they're supposed to like initiate some type of marriage and that we can talk both ways. Yeah, I agree. Our responsibility is to knock to the doors and say, hey, do you know what we did this month, this year or something? Do you know who are the people? If you want to talk on our behalf, you can get wonderful speaking person like George Baczynski, and because you can talk on the topic and talk and talk and talk, which is wonderful. But like you said, we have many people who can really describe what they do. So outside of that, making PR stronger and make your portal to grow and will, I will be devoting Accent On London edition for sure on LA Talk Radio, and I will be bringing guests and people that you will be bringing to us that you decide they need to be known more, and that will be the platform. So I'm very excited about it, very excited. So you think how, outside of better PR, we can fight for our voice to be heard here? How?
Well, we need to support each other, and we need to support people who are reaching for the stars. So if we know a Pole that is good in business or is good in politics or is good in something, we support them in that way. I know a Polish psychologist, she's amazing. I want to help her promote herself. I shouldn't be jealous of her because she's successful in what she does, which many people sadly are. But we need more of these recognized names. We have an MP who's great, Daniel Kawczynski, who's Polish born. He's done so much for the Polish community, and it's just one person. And why don't we have people like him in every political party? We need a Pole in Labour Party. We need a Pole in Liberal Democrats. We need Poles everywhere. We need more Poles in the Conservative Party. Because when there will be an issue, and of course there will be in the future, some misunderstandings, for example, between Poles and Brits, those people will be the negotiators. Yes. They will be helping us. And if we don't have such people, if you know of talented people or ambitious people, push them. Make sure they get the positions that they want. And we should really back the people who may help our community bridge and advance and grow, which sadly we don't do that often. I know many examples where, you know, there was a guy who wanted to become a counselor and people just gave him a hard time instead of helping him. And that's just not the way to success. We should look at other communities where, you know, where in this region, Jewish, Turkish communities, they're so successful. I went to a Turkish shop the other day and I realized everything was Turkish on the streets, and I said, you know, what is this? Am I in the Turkish district? And they said, well, it isn't really the Turkish district, but we just supported each other and a few families. So we chipped in some money, we bought a restaurant together, 20 owners, everybody has discounts, etc. Then we bought this shop, and then we did this, and they're growing, they're expanding. But one person or two cannot do it. You need to work together to increase that influence.
You are so right, and I know the Polish people have this funky word that is called zazdrość or jealousy, and some people even think that this is part of our character. I hope it's not. But fact is that what you are mentioning, the help to help each other, to make people and your friends to really grow in a business and talk positively about each other, not putting somebody down. This is something I think that the new Poland and new Polonia is learning more and more. I'm hoping that this was like passé, this is what it was, not what life right now in Polish community is right now. So please, please, anybody who listen, and I know I'm hoping that a lot of Polish people will listen to us, please, please rethink your way of thinking and feeling about your friend who is Polish person and just tries to do the best that they can in the moment they are in. So if they need some help or if they have something that they do great, please speak out and be proud that your neighbor or your friend is doing well, because one day probably this friend will return the favor.
Absolutely, yeah. And to add to that, it is true, it has improved. Perhaps, you know, if it's a new country, everybody's fresh and you may think it's a bit of a rat race. It is a case sometimes. But I think now, with many Polish families and Polish individuals being more established, having their own businesses, mortgages, houses, institutions, I think it's changing for the better. I notice a lot of help. I notice a lot of good initiatives. So I think there is certainly an improvement, but there is always space for additional improvement.
Yes, absolutely. So like in America, we say, I'm proud to be an American. Here we need to say, I'm proud to be a Polish person.
Or British Polish.
British Polish. And we'll work so, so well. I promise. So, now, what should Poles do to increase their cooperation? We little talk about this, but yeah, if we can a little bit more focus on that, what do you think? Outside of maybe meetings and gatherings, and not in the old-fashioned way all the time. Yes, we can little stretch and bring new way of thinking. But what outside of gatherings, talking about past all the time? Because I know Polish people love to talk about what it was, but somehow, somewhere, we don't feel comfortable in today's day and what the future can bring. So how we can be better about that?
Yeah, you've touched upon an important point, which is we're very historical. I think it is great to speak about history. I mean, a lot of my years, you know, I've focused on respecting, honoring veterans and talking about our history. What I think is the key to success is to not forget about the past and then simplify it in a way it's useful today. So take out a few important topics from the past, how together Poles and Brits fought various battles, and just simplify it for the modern age. So I think we're not using opportunities such as Wojtek the Soldier Bear, who was an actual bear found by the Polish army. General Anders' army in Iran brought and participated in the battles in Monte Cassino, where he was carrying ammunition and he was drinking beer with the soldiers, smoking cigarettes. There's videos of that. It's just absolutely insane. And kids in the UK don't know about it. And
what
I think, you know, just producing a teddy bear that, you know, has the name on Wojtek on it, and just doing a little film there, you know, just things that can be done. And just throwing it here and there. So youngsters in the UK would raise and learn that there was a Polish bear who fought the Brits. And I think it's such a positive emotion that will be so strong and having influence on interpersonal relations today between communities. So take the best from the past, use it today. There were great films made about Polish pilots, you know, in British cinemas, you could see them. These are great things. But use that and focus on the future. What can we do together? Scientists from Jagiellonian University and from Cambridge and from other universities can work together, and they do. Very often you have these projects. You have conferences that are done together. So do business together, meet each other, do events together. There's just so much that can bind people even more and increase our influence in a smart way.
So I have this plan. I always have planned. People who know me for the last 8 years, I always speak loudly what I'm planning to do. And I'm putting it in the universe, and then mostly is happening. So I work with a lot of young talents in America, and I'm promoting young singers and producing albums and songs for them. So my dream is here right now to find, of course, I mentioned to you, polished few talents, singers, doesn't matter, from age of 11, older, how many, doesn't really matter. Could be even 40 or 50 years old, because talent has no age. But, and also somebody from Britain, and make duos, create something that is Polish English completely, and have a, you know, the band together that is Polish English, or just duo Polish English. And I know that eventually, naturally, stuff like that will happen, because I think music, art is the first things that people, and especially young people, will go into that with heart. So if we can find some great talent, a great song, produce some great single that really maybe even uses some Polish words and teaches, again, instead of Moja droga, ja cię kocham, many, many years, this was an American song that the whole world was singing with this one phrase, Polish phrase, and that was in the 70s or 80s, big hit. Why not right now? There's a million of Polish people living here right now, and how many beautiful young people are born every day? So I cannot even imagine what will be 10 years from now, how many. I know people are living also. Yes, a lot of people are leaving to Poland, which is great too, because they will bring a lot of money to Poland. So I think both countries are supposed to be very, very happy to work together. So I put in the air that I will find some wonderful young singer or older singer, whatever, that has beautiful voice and hopefully English talent. And I have few people in England too who have studios and stuff like that, and in America, producers who will be eating this process. They will love that. So we'll see what I can do when it comes to this.
I love
type
it.
Of
I love
corner.
It too.
And imagine put them, you know, singing to the Polish community and to English community, make this, you know, between both countries, not only one. So I have this question. I know that we have the most important question to me. I really love what you do, and this is annual something that I cannot even imagine. How you came up with the blood donor situation. But I will leave this for last part of the show. But right now, what are some of the most non-Polish events? What do they, and why do they matter?
There is plenty of Polish events, and we don't have enough airtime to discuss them all. But, you know, just to mention a couple, what I personally really enjoy is there is a Polish ball organized annually, I think, since the Second World War, or almost that long.
In Miami?
There's one in Miami, and there's one in London.
When is in London?
Well, 1st of February.
Oh,
so now.
Really? Oh my God, I had no idea. So I just placed the invitation for Miami ball for Lady
Blanca. Yes.
I didn't get an answer yet, but I know this is like next 2 weeks or something. So maybe they are very busy. That's okay. But I had no idea. Talk to us about the ball in UK, in London, in February. Where is this ball? Who can come to this ball, and what dress we need to buy today?
I'm sure you have plenty of wonderful dresses.
Yes, I do.
That would suit you. And Look, it's just a great tradition. Usually the honoree is under honoree patronage of the Polish ambassador and the Duke of Kent. The Duke of Kent is a great friend of the Polish family. He attended many of the Polish balls, and it's just tremendous to have that support from a member of the royal family there. There's many special guests of honor, Ambassador Anna Maria Anders, plenty of special people. This is an initiative not to miss. At least, you know, once in a lifetime, everybody I think should attend this event. Okay, maybe it's not for everybody, but it's
a beautiful
event. Yes, I am planning
every year.
I went to three, I think.
Okay.
Now, or yeah.
Wow. So it's probably glamorous.
Of course it is. Well, you know, any room full of Polish people is glamorous, but that one especially. Oh. So it's something not to miss.
So much fun. I cannot wait to find out more about this and date and place. Will you be posting on your portal?
Absolutely. Yes, we're one of the patrons. British Poles Portal is one of the patrons for the event. They always have auctions and they raise a lot of money that they support charities with. You see, this is what we talked about earlier. When people group together, they can do incredible things. So there are these auctions, and you can bid on anything. There's just so many things to bid on, you know, trips to the end of the world, tickets to some of the most prestigious world's events, paintings. Basia Hamilton, who's the most popular Polish painter here in the UK, her paintings are sold for serious money. So tens of thousands of pounds are collected, and then they support charities, which is just incredible. It doesn't happen every day. That I don't remember. I think £40,000 was raised last year. I don't remember if that's the figure, but even if it's less or more, it's just so good that Poles can do something like that together, and it will have an impact on the way our community is seen, and also on the scale of the projects that we do. The event happens in the best hotels, best members clubs,
and that's February. Yes. So everybody who wants to know more and buy the tickets, because that's by invitation only, or this is...
No, you can buy tickets. There's always some tickets that you know, anybody can buy, especially for those listeners from LA or from the US. If you have attended Lady Blanca's ball, yes, and you've enjoyed it, come check out the London one, which is just as great. I would like to say better, but you know, I don't want to get into trouble with Lady Blanca, who's doing a tremendous, incredible work with her initiative, and kudos and great respect to her.
Hopefully we can talk to her, speak to her before her ball or after, we'll see. So now I know that we are getting closer to the end of the show. We will for sure play one more song, but that's something very special. I want to end our show with this topic. You are organizing something very personal. For how many years, you will tell us. You organize the annual event, Polish Blood Campaign, Poles Donating to NHS. So National Health. So could you tell us more when this happened? Why did you decide to do that? And is the second year, third year? How does this work?
This was, I think, 4 or 5 years ago now. It occurred in some very strange and unusual circumstances, where some people thought that a strike of the Polish workers would be the way to solve problems or discrimination of the Polish people in the UK. Just imagine, you know, a million Poles go striking and the whole country stops, etc. Which, of course, is a powerful move. But we thought, you know, of course, there are issues of discrimination in the UK. Sometimes people are really, you know, treated with prejudice, or some horrible incidents happen, even, you know, resulting in injuries and deaths. So this is something very serious. And I think sometimes the police and the courts do not treat it as strongly as a hate crime as it is. So every issue like that matters. But we thought, you know, look at it from another perspective. Hundreds of thousands of Poles have been accepted to the UK to fulfill their dreams, to find jobs, to live here. And, you know, we were accepted and there was no mass hate against us. We can reach for our dreams if we only want to. So we should really be thankful to the UK for such opportunities. And we thought, okay, there are those issues of discrimination. I called a few people and we said, there are issues of discrimination, but we're also thankful to the UK at the same time, and the great people that we've met, the people who love Poles, and you ask a British person, do you like Poles? Everybody on the street will say yes. They go to the Polish shop next to the studio. I saw Pozionka, which is a wild strawberry or a Polish fruit, very popular in Poland, and people go there and buy those amazing products. So we are very much liked here, and we thought, let's do something positive instead of negative, rather than getting into trouble, striking, doing a demonstration of that sort, which we thought is unnecessary at that time. Let's do a positive thing, that Polish people in the UK would donate blood. And this was a huge success. Thousands of people went to signed up to the blood donation pages of the NHS, and it was really appreciated, because there's never enough blood in hospitals and for the people who really need it. So we did it then, and we're doing it every year. So I think around August we have this special week to donate Polish blood, and it's a movement. It's
how long it takes from a moment when they stick needle to your vein, how long it takes this process to give blood?
Oh, it's fairly quick. It's a few minutes process.
A few minutes?
Yeah.
Are you sure? That's long. But did you faint when you were giving?
I didn't faint. To be very honest, I'm scared of needles.
Of course.
And I thought, I was the one together with a friend, Andrzej, who came up with this idea. And I thought, okay, well, have fun, guys. Well done, to donating blood. And then some journalists called me, well, we have to, interview you while you're donating blood. And I thought, I don't have to do it, let others do it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I can't be a hypocrite, I'll do it. So I went, the first time in my life, being scared of needles, I went to the hospital and I thought, I've got to do it, I'm part of the movement. So I did it, and it was not scary at all. It was, I don't want to say fun, but it was okay. It doesn't hurt you. It's like, it's like you can pinch yourself.
And they give you ice cream after, or
that's
candies?
It. They give you candies, brownies, tea, coffee.
You see people?
Juice, sorry?
Yes, so you see people, so don't be worried about that. I'm thankful that you are talking about it, because it's this heroic, I went there and gave my blood, but everybody thinks like you think, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, me, how this take this takes time, or my faint. Yeah, I know, but when we need blood for ourselves, we don't have this question. We just say, give me blood.
Exactly.
Give me blood.
Why is this important? Is because for that particular week when we did it first time, but we still do it now, how can you say a negative thing about a Polish immigrant who comes to your country to donate blood? I mean, there is no argument that you can find against such a person. So I think we should do more of such initiatives. Whenever you have something creative, unique, and people wrote us emails, British people said, thank you, Poles, for being part of our society. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for doing what you're doing. There were so many thankful faces. So, donate blood, don't be afraid. There is a website in the UK that gives you all the rules. It's fairly simple, and there's a few strict rules, but not a problem. Most of us can donate blood, should donate blood. So Polish blood is a movement. We go to the hospitals, we have these papers that says Polish blood, and we show them, we take pictures, then we put them up on Twitter. And the last time I donated blood, there is this lady, I think her name was Bożena, who comes up to me. She works in the NHS, she's a nurse, and she's like, oh, Polish blood, how amazing. And I was like, oh, how amazing that there is a Polish nurse here. And she had a little star sticker, and it said Employee of the Month. How proud I was at that time that a Polish person not just knows about our initiative, but they also, they have been awarded for their hard work. And I think every, well, maybe not every, but so many Polish people are employees of the month, because we are the structure, we are the fabrics of the British society.
Boy, how much we love to listen to you. You are amazing, George Bicinski.
And you're too kind.
No.
Pleasure speaking to you.
You know, a lot of people will not see us, although I will post like 2-3 minutes short video with you and I. It will take in a moment so people can see how wonderful you are also as a person. You're young, really great-looking gentleman, so smart. And we are so proud to have you here in this world, not only in London, because you will do so much good for everybody all around the world. And I know not only Polish people will be thankful for what you do. So this is our first interview. Somehow, I believe, we'll be seeing you here and listening and hearing from you more and more. So thank you for today. We'll be playing music in a moment. But right now, George, do you have something that you would like to add?
No, I just wanted to say I'm very thankful and I'm humbled by what you have said, because I've already learned a lot from you, and I look forward to learning more from you. And I hope now, by you being in London, there will be even more projects that you will be involved in with our wonderful London Polish community. So I do hope to speak to you as soon as I can, and I look forward to our encounters in the future. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, George. And thank you also, Natasha Miraja, for producing this show. So until next Monday, thank you again, Ilona Europa, Accent on London edition on LA Talk Radio. So tune in USA, tune in UK and in Poland and all around the world. Now time for a song. Natasha Mira, my Polish-American daughter, and her song, Invisible Hero.
Catch my breath. No world does
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.